Om Shanti. Good morning. I'm sure your silent, loving feelings must have already reached and welcomed our very special guest. But allow me to welcome him with some words on behalf of the DF family. So, dear Brijmohan Bhaiji, thank you very much for taking the time to come here from Shantivan, I would assume. This is where you are based, although Brijmohan Bhaiji visits ORC as well, where he is the main advisor of the ORC Center. His journey started many years back, more than 70, when he was not even 20 years old. And he has been an Achalgar all these years. All the titles, I think, he has been the embodiment of. And we are so happy that he's with us because he's one of the very few original jewels that are still with us. So he's so much appreciated. And all these years, he has done so many things. One of them that we as double foreigners are familiar with is purity. But when I was thinking of our brother and how to introduce him from the heart, what was coming as an image was that he has been the deputy of Bab Dada, and all these 70 years he has been in sustaining us, loving us, not only the Bigay family, but the whole world. So it's not only the practical aspects that we know of him, but it's all this subtle energy that he has spread all these years, 70 years. So I'm very touched by this. Currently, he is the additional Secretary General of the Brahma Kumaris, many titles. He's the head of the Financial and Accounts Department of the Brahma Kumaris. He's the chief spokesman. He is many other things. Allow me to read some of them. So he is also the Secretary of Brahma Kumaris Educational Society, a sister body of the Brahma Kumaris, the director in charge of the Delhi NCR Zonal Services, and member Apex Body and Managing Committee of the Brahma Kumaris as well. But apart from all these, I would like also to share very briefly my experience. Not many interactions with him, but in all of them, I felt that he looks at you when you speak to him with undivided attention, which is an aspect of love and respect. You feel understood. And although he has stopped sharing jokes for reasons that he has explained, I feel that he doesn't need much to start laughing a lot because he's so full, he has so much joy. And this is Brijmohan Bhaiji, so he has a lot of humor, and this is actually one of the things that has made him such a dear spokesman, popular spokesman, because he has the ability to share very deep truths with a lot of lightness, humor, and spot on. Whatever he says, you feel He penetrates your intellect and he opens something in your heart. So a very, very warm welcome. So the interview will be made by Brother Marcelo, who is also a jewel of our family, more than 40 years in Gia. He's taking care of Colombia, but he's originally from Brazil. And thank you, Marcelo. Sorry I didn't bring flowers for you. But anyways, I'm sure there are so many flowers from our hearts, golden of light, so you can catch some of them. And Sister Elizabeth, who is waiting to sing, as always, a song from the heart, is here. A warm welcome. And the only thing that Elizabeth can do is to make everything better and touch hearts and open our hearts to listen to the topic, which is in loving courage for creating unity. Very interesting topic. Thank you.
Thank you, Anna. You all know Anna. She's serving in Jordan. Om Shanti. This is a song I wrote on the family love. I couldn't see. Mike! Hey, Mike! Can you start again? Sorry. Can you hear me? No? God was real. I looked in eyes. I couldn't see, I couldn't feel, I didn't know if God was real. I looked in eyes that knew God's love. It was only you she was thinking. She said to me, hold Baba's hand, and then you'll know and understand a love so pure the world has not known in 5,000 years come into being. Living the legacy of love, melting hearts to the one above. Living the legacy of love, Shiva Baba to Brahma and daddies and family. Ba-da-bui, ba-da-da, our bridge Mohan Bhaiji is here with family. I know it's you, and I believe it's all true. You, I speak your words and show others too. You taught my heart to realize and know God's love and recognize that no one can love this soul like Chief Baba can. Baba showed us and held our hand through Dadi's eyes, and God's embrace will move the world and lift the human race. Living the legacy of love, linking hearts to the one above. Living the legacy of love, Shiv Baba through Brahma and Dada's two family. Living the legacy of love, lifting hearts to the one above. Living the legacy of love, Shiv Baba through Brahma, two families and the world. Living the legacy of love, linking hearts to the one above. Living the legacy of love, Shiv Baba through Brahma to Dadis and family. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Wasn't that lovely? Yes. So Sister Elizabeth, who is, she settled in Anubhuti, California, near San Francisco. So she gave us a very beautiful experience of love from the family. And that's interesting to talk about love from, to hear from someone like Bridget Mohan Bhai, who came to Gyan with his family. He was still very young. And I would like to know, that's the question, I would like to know, how was the feeling when you came first time to Madhuban? There were so few people. What was the experience of the family love at that point?
Well, they say, small is beautiful. So, whether the family is small or big, love unites. Mm-hmm. And where there is love, even when you are alone, you are thinking about your beloved one. Whole world doesn't mean anything to you. So therefore, it was as warm, as enchanting, as joyful as now.
Can you tell a little story about your, not necessarily first time, but one of the first times you came to Madhuban, when you felt that love from Baba, Mama?
When first time we started to reach Madhuban, mm-hmm. on the way, all the time, I was thinking, waiting, feeling excited. What will Shiv Baba in Brahma Baba be like? So, in those days, any newcomers or new family will specially meet Baba in a small hall which is known as History Hall. So there was a wooden partition and our family sat. I heard the sounds of wooden sandals which Baba used to wear. I got more excited that now Baba will be coming from the side lane. And then I saw Baba's feet with wooden sandals below that wooden partition. Now Baba was to arrive. So I became more excited to see in person the most beloved Shri Baba, who had created love in me without seeing him. So slowly Baba settled on his seat, followed by Mateshwari. In those days, the system was that first we go in Mama's lap, and when I went in Mama's lap, I felt bodiless and like somewhere only consciousness is in me, and so soft that after some time when the meeting will be over, Mama will pat you on the back. Now you get up. So Mama, because there were next one to come, so Mama patted me on the back. I little got up and again deeply went again into the same experience. Second time Mama patted me on the back. So that was my first experience that you are just pure consciousness, and Mama is also pure consciousness giving love. Now I had to go to Baba. Same thing, Baba's body was like, you know, copper bright, very powerful, and being a small child, I had more easily, I went into Mama's lap than into Baba's lap. But anyhow, I went, and Baba gave me power. You know, love filled with power. This is what was my feeling first time.
Okay. That's beautiful, right? Did you all travel with him to that time? But now, brother, we are almost 70 years later.
Yes.
How do you experience that thread of love now, at this moment? I think many of them, they are seeing you for the first time, and you are seeing many of them for the first time.
Well, whenever somebody tells me first time, I have to make correction. That no doubt first time in this kalpa.
Mm-hmm.
But we all had met kalpa after kalpa, innumerable number of times. You asked me the same question, and I gave
the same answer.
And they also enjoyed the same thing. So there is no first time, and that is more exciting.
Mm.
Then, today, you know, there are numerons. There are more souls who are receiving Baba's love than at that time. So, as I said, small is beautiful. Now I say, more the merrier. So, as the family grows, family of spiritual pure lovers, the love grows and it becomes more intense, and you are like, as the song was, in the ocean of love. Mm-hmm. You move left or right, up and down, but you are always in love. You are sleeping, waking, spending days, hours, months, you don't know. Sometimes time is lost to you. Mm. We have always experienced that the first day you come to Madhuban, we are conscious about the date, time, and this and that. I have arrived from somewhere. After a day, you forget the calendar, you forget the date, you are enjoying Madhuban. Madhuban means sweetness in forest. So, love in a world of otherwise. Huh? And then only a day before the departure, again we will get back to that consciousness that, oh, I have to go, and then you start thinking of like that. It is like that the love is here. It is in the atmosphere. It is in the vibration. Now you find Baba in body is no more, Dadis are no more, Dadas are no more. But the love is there. Because no more in the physical body, but as souls, we are eternal. So, in fact, they are all there. And you will have feeling now, you know that the Janaki is not in the body. We all know. But does anybody really feels that Dadi Janaki has departed? No. Mm-hmm. You will always feel when you see picture of Dadi Janaki, talk of Dadi Janaki, song of, you will feel she is very much there. Only she is in the other room. This is the feeling, you know. Spiritual love is eternal. That's so we have love of all our ancestors. Mm-hmm. The grandchildren are always more fortunate, you know. And we are great, great, great grandchildren. So they are very lovely also. You know, the grandparents love grandchildren more. So they are showering, and they are not in physical. So they are showering more love. Love is being showered all the time on the, especially the children who come from far off places to Madhuban. Because they are special. Baba knows that they have come and for a short time, and they are such lucky souls that they have recognized Baba, and all the way, forgetting everything, they are coming to the place where Baba gave Gyan, where Baba sustained, where Baba moved, where Baba laid the foundation of the headquarter of transforming the whole world. Like that it is.
That's powerful. That's very powerful. And I think we all can have that feeling of love for each other, for lovers.
When I saw of love. Your topic, so to say, Baba says topic doesn't matter. Your situation should be on the top.
Okay.
So, love and courage. Mm-hmm. So I just, on my way upstairs, I pondered, love and courage. There must be some significance in this topic, whether you have put it randomly or whatever. So I thought, love and courage. Then something occurred to me, which I want to share. Normally, in this world, lovers seek the beloved. Mm-hmm. Okay? Here, the beloved is teaching us how to love. See? Because we were once the loved ones. But some devil or demon interfered and gave us some bad habits, as a result of which, from that stage where Baba had sent us, we became like beggars, paupers, deprived, diseased, untouchable, so to say. But the beloved knows that in our heart also there is a flame of love for Baba. So now that beloved is teaching us. It has never happened anywhere that the beloved is telling us to come up to that standard and to love, to be able to love. So the whole, this knowledge, purification and all other things are like that. So we have to have courage to be able to come up to that standard. Mm-hmm. And that is why there is a famous saying, God is with the courageous. But what type of courage and who courageous? People, people doing wrong things are courageous. But in what sense? So here, lying down low on the flat on the soil, and we are to go beyond the sky, and He's pulling us, telling us, you are this, I am your beloved, so beautiful, so nice, a giver of inheritance. You please come up to that standard. So we require courage at every step. Encouragement. Mm-hmm. That is the thing.
And that courage is full of love, right? I mean, it's... And you need that courage to be loving, to be loving.
And he's pulling us. Mm. Even if sometimes we, due to inferiority complex, we feel, no, we are not fit to be, even to meet Baba, because Baba is so pure. And so Baba said, no, I have methods. Sometimes, you know, a rich princess wants to marry some ordinary person. Mm-hmm. So she gives all the things to that person to come up to that standard. Mm. This is what is happening.
Yeah, that's a good example, very interesting example. And tell me one thing, you have seen so many Brahmins. Do you remember any example of one Brahmin who showed that courage, that loving courage, to step up, no, to go beyond their own stage?
If you ask me, all Brahmins, here and not here, have that courage. Mm. Otherwise, they won't be Brahmins. Mm. Courage to come out of,
that's good,
the clutches and all the temptations and all the fears created by the outside world, the old world. So the courageous enough. You know, it is courageous to wear white these days. Mm. It is easy to be fashionable, but it is courageous to be simple. Mm. So is it not?
Yes.
Like that.
So do you all feel that you are very courageous?
Yes.
And that's a courage full of love, not a courage with anger, but love. That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
And the word courage goes with courage of conviction. Mm. So we are all convinced, we have all strongest conviction with God's endorsement about whatever we believe. So therefore, conviction gives us courage. It is not a blind faith. Sometimes love is blind. It is not that also. This is the thing. So whatever we do, we know what is the good lying in that. Say, food discipline. getting rid of hatred from our minds, so all those things. So these are the divine things which actually originally were in us. So some clouds have come. So as soon as one is convinced that my original being is this, maybe I am in the ICU, but I am actually not that. I want to come out of that. And by ICU, I always mean I see you there. In ICU, everybody sees him like that.
That's good. That's great. That's great. And you know, probably these two qualities, they have been in Brahma Kumaris, in our family for all the time, love, courage, and also unity that comes from that love and that courage. Can you give an example of Brahma Baba? Because you were quite close to him, and none of us here was able to meet him in this birth. So can you give an example of courage from his side? You know, some where you felt the courage, but you felt love too. Two things there present.
You know, love promotes courage, in a sense. So, Brahma Baba gave us so much spiritual love. And love is a great power, you know. Greatest power in the world is love. People have given up thrones for the sake of love. When you have deep love, you don't see anything in the world. Even life is lower than love, you know. So therefore it is such a elevated emotion. And pure love and spiritual love is eternal emotion like that. So therefore, all barriers are broken and all obstacles are overcome in intense love. And intense spiritual love, you know, because a spirit or a soul has no barriers. It can cross the walls, everything, no distances. So distance is reduced in love. Supposing you are here, and someone, a mother's young child is in Colombia. So here also, she will be moving about, attending classes, but that inner love will be there. And if something is happening to that child, even without communication, she will feel something is wrong with my child. It is such clear communication. So therefore, love unites. I mean, it is automatically unites, and only temporarily outside interference can cause separation. But again, it will unite. So now that uniting love, Baba has taught us. See, it is such love that I, the soul, you, the soul, or all of us take bodies. One body to another, to another, to another. So, how much time it takes for a soul when it leaves the body to go to the next body, and where it is located? What does it take? Love. Love for that body, because I had it innumerable number of times. It may, the quality of body may become lower, but still at that particular point of time, that was the only best option available. So therefore, this uniting thing is most powerful. Now I am going to tell something very simple, very ordinary. And that is, these days all people say, fall in love. Fall in love. Fall in love. Why don't they say rise in love? Ask them.
What do you think? Why in English now they say you fall in love, not rise in love? So why do you think that's it?
When love is such an elevated emotion, love, if you have love, you need nothing in the world. You know, because love contains respect, everything. Mm-hmm. A child in mother's lap feels so safe, as if, you know, anything is going around for him, this place is the safest in the world, due to love. Mm-hmm. Because mother will lose her own life to save the child. It is inner emotion. So when it is such a powerful thing, and God Himself is equated to love, people say, love is God. See? Only two qualities of God are considered like God. One is truth. Truth is God and love is God. They don't say compassion is God, kindness, no. So such elevated thing. Love is God means that God gives love to all without any condition. Even if there is the worst thing, God will still love because it is His creation. He will reform it and not think hate it. Now such a highest emotion, why we say fall in love? Why? Because that is very important to know.
So it's very important to understand. So do you want some answers from them or?
Yes, yes.
If you, any one of you have an answer why they say fall in love.
Why they fall in love?
Why do people fall in love, not rise in love? There, so Rajesh Bhai, can you help the sister with a mic?
It's fall in love because when we are talking about love, it's all related to body consciousness. So when we are saying fall in love, we are falling in love with a human being, with a human, not the soul. So when you actually fall in love, it's more about attachment, not the real love that you are talking about.
Nee. When you love someone, even a human being, do you love the body of that person or the soul?
The body, that's what I'm
no.
saying.
Supposing the soul gets out of that person, will you love the dead body? So when actually you are loving the soul.
I think a lot of people are not even aware of that there is a soul that exists within
but
the body.
Know,
so they are only looking at that person as a body.
They know life and death at least.
Yeah.
The same person if leaves the soul, leaves the body. Supposing my uncle, who was uncle up to the evening, leaves the body and appears in the window at night, what will I call him? Uncle or ghost? Okay.
Okay, doctor.
Thank you. Her answer is half right.
Half right.
50%.
50%. Okay. And anybody else has another chance?
Because none of them wants to fall in love. They want to rise in love. So they are silent.
So you haven't fallen in love with Baba. You have risen in love with Baba? How do you feel?
The thing is, a heavy thing comes down.
I can translate it.
A light thing goes up. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Even 2 days before the Murali said that lighthouse means rising and then moving your cycle and like that. Soul is light, body is heavy. Now anything, not only human beings, your building, your car, your money, your dress, these days your shoes, your golden spectacles, whatever, is made of matter, for elements of matter. Mm-hmm. Now, if you fall in love with any element of matter, whether it is body, or it is my dress, or how anything, it is heavy, so you will fall, come down. A bird can fly, but if you put it in a cage, it cannot fly. So people these days are only loving what? Money, position, possessions, human beings and all that. So that is why they can't even say, I am rising in love. They always fall in love
with the situation. Okay, because of the matter.
Another thing, we know gravity. Gravity of earth pulls down all things, material things. And we know graveyard. So it means anything that is made of elements of nature will finally go to the graveyard as our bodies go. Therefore, it is a fall. Not Niagara fall, but a big fall.
Big fall.
Why people go to see falls only, waterfalls? Because they only have fallen and they have been falling and so they like falls. They want to go to see sunset, waterfall and all that. But that is a side issue. Now rise in love. If the soul detaches from material things, the first material thing closest is the body, then it can rise in love. Even mentally, physically I am in the body, but through mind even I start thinking of the soul and the spiritual, you will feel elevated. So elevated experience of love is spiritual only. That is the idea.
So only in that aspect the spiritual love can really make a person to rise in love, otherwise any other love will make that fall.
But there is one catch in this.
Okay.
And that is, there are diseases, skin diseases. Then bone. There is a disease which has entered the soul itself.
Okay.
The vices or weaknesses. Now when that enters, I know I am a soul, I know I can rise, my place is above. But those things which have entered, they keep me pulled down. So unless I cure myself of those, mentally I can fly. Just as there are some birds kept in cage for long, you release them, they will flutter, they cannot fly. So same is our position. So we can flutter, and we can mentally think, oh, I belong there, but this one. So this has to be burnt.
So you need courage for that. No, someone needs courage to overcome.
That is why
to overcome
the one who wants us to be there encourages us, step by step, slowly. So we start flying and we start getting detached.
Okay.
And we start not only making that disease not to grow, but to burn it forever. This is why Baba says yoga with me. Yoga is what? intense love. So when someone has intensity of something, one doesn't care. A terrorist going to throw a bomb somewhere, he doesn't bother whether the train is crowded, what is there. He has a target. So he doesn't look around. Similarly, this intensity of love produces a fire.
And that fire burns any
so
problem.
So that fire burns these old diseases. And then I can really fly. Presently, all of us are here. We are not karmatit. Mateshwari Mama became karmatit first of all. In little time. Baba became next and so on and so forth. Here, the one who becomes karmatit quicker become more passed with honors than people like me who have taken 70 years and still is not karmatit.
But you are quite close, I'm sure. And brother, what you're saying is very interesting, because we tend to think courage as something minute, no effort. I have to do. It's a hard work from my side. But you are saying, you're showing courage as something that Baba is pulling me.
He's encouraging us. They say, God is with the courageous. My own courage is very limited, and it will again become discouraged by any obstacle. But when God is with me, His help will pull me up out. He knows the ways and means how to get me rid out of my old debt and to accumulate my fortune for future. That is why two things we are doing at a time in Sangam Yoga.
That's beautiful. So now, Bhaiji, one way Baba used to encourage people was to the pat in the back, the lap. Now we don't have that.
I will pat them all right now.
Can we go there and take?
But I will tell you. There was a child. His father was teaching him adding sums. So he said, child, if you add 120 with 80, what will it make? The child said, 350. 120 with 80, 350.
Okay.
And father said, oh, my bright child, brilliant child. He patted him on the back and asked the servant to bring chocolate for him. Very nice. You will show me up. Son shows father and so on. A passerby was moving. He said, what is this fellow teaching and what is he telling? He's petting his child for such a wrong answer. First he thought, I should not interfere. But then he could not help. He said, sir, what are you telling him? He is saying 120 and 80 is equal to 300 something, and you are petting him. He said, you do not know the full story. Yesterday he said 450. So now you understand the meaning of pet. So all of them deserve to be petted, because they have come a long, long way from what they were. Okay.
Well, yeah, that's part of Brij Mohan Bhai's role to remind us of. I mean, it's amazing what you're saying. Yeah, maybe I'm not perfect, I'm not karmatit,
but from where I have come.
Yeah, from where I have come. So that's a very, very good point, very powerful point.
And they have come and here to Madhuban, to Gyan Sarovar, and they are very much here. So they require double furnace.
So yeah, double furnace, so we get double pet. But for instance, if someone is in a very difficult situation, like there's one sister and she's very sick, and she has a little bit of dementia, so she can't understand things properly. So one sister who is taking care of her asked, what would Brahma Baba tell that soul? So what would be the pat in the back for a soul who is in a very, very difficult situation?
Well, this is one example. You can have 100 such examples. The basic thing is, Brahma Baba says, drama is accurate. Every soul has its role based on its karmic account. It is not one sister, because that is in my care. But if you look at the whole world, right at this moment, just mentally visit all the hospitals of the world right now, what will you see there? Now, this is one sister, but billions and millions of sisters and brothers are no better. And more are going to be added. Hospitals are growing, not reducing. Okay? So, Brahma Baba and Shiv Baba are parents of the whole world. So, all are our children. So, Brahma Baba and Shiv Baba and we are meant to root out the entire thing. Baba says, I want a world where there is not even a headache, ordinary ailment to anyone. All are ever happy. So we are working for that. So this also becomes a part of that. So Baba says that so much responsibility, as Brahma Baba took the responsibility. After all, it is evident to all of us that a single Brahma Baba, Shiv Baba in him, he has all over the world, wherever the souls of Brahmins were there, who could really, after all, one should be ready, accept also the treatment. Sometimes you go to hospital, there is a delicate position, they say, please write down, at my risk you are being treated, then only they treat. So those who have accepted to be treated. So we are looking for a world not with more hospitals, more super specialties, but with no hospitals. So from that sense, if you will see, so our power and effort goes to all and part also to that soul. It is not that we neglect that soul. I will give you my personal story about this with Brahma Baba. One day Brahma Baba said, dear children, if you have got any problem in your body, you just give sakash, a mental thought of yoga to that area, and you can cure yourself. Baba says many things in many contexts. So I was in Madhuban, I had some fever. So I decided not to take medicine. Okay. Yoga. Next day fever grew, more. But Baba had said, so I said, I will not take medicine, more yoga. Fever more grew. I started shivering. I went to Brahma Baba. I said, Baba, you told like this, and see, I'm shivering. Baba said, you are Buddhu. Then Baba said, doesn't Baba take medicine? So then Baba explained to me that this yoga power is multifunctional. Mm-hmm. It is not directly going to help in one particular, it is multifunctional in the sense that our old long karmic account of 63 births, 2500 years, has to be settled. And this one is a little bit in that, your today's fever. So it will, part of it will go to this, but you have to do other means also, take medicine, and that will also be, it is need of the time. Mm. So therefore, in that sense, if you look at this problem, you will get the answer. Mm-hmm. So we have to be sympathetic, we have to do our best, we have to have best wishes, give our, sometimes, you know, we tell collectively, please sit in yoga, this problem, that helps, but partially.
So you have to have also
the realistic
options and also the yoga power, the
yes,
love.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, one thing I was very curious about that a little bit. I have that curiosity because you used to live in Delhi, and very far from Mount Abu. But I remember you used to say that you felt so close to Baba, and there were no WhatsApp, no easy means of communication. So how did you receive that love? You felt that unity with Baba if he was so far?
Love knows no barriers of space and time. Mm-hmm. And God's love is closest. He says, make me your companion. Combined. So actually I have felt, many times we forget that Baba is with us, get involved in situations. Uh-huh. And as soon as you remember I am combined, you feel like Superman. You get such power. Actually I have felt that it happens. It is like there is a motor car, it has to be pushed, engine is not functioning. So if you have to push a motor car, big one, you require 2-3 people. But if you start the engine and then to move that motor car, only one person can do it. Because there is now vibration, it has become light. Same way, Baba has told us, even if you are not in continuous powerful yoga, but before starting anything, if you remember me, or while doing also, if you remember me, I will help you. And anyone can experience it. It will happen. Say one morning you are very lazy and you are feeling, I watched the cultural program up to 12 o'clock, I am tired, and like that, you know.
So cold.
And the mind is a very good advocate. Now in the day you have to do this, you have to interview Brijmohan Bhai, whatever it is. So let me take some rest. Okay. Now, if at that moment I am not cheated by my mind's arguments, mm-hmm, or something very powerful happens, I will, all my tiredness will go. Supposing a big snake, cobra comes from under your bed and starts hissing, and then you say, please sleep, you are seeing cultural program up to 12 o'clock, you won't do that. Or if a time bomb is placed, so like that, or some great curiosity comes. Even if next to me some important person is sitting of the world today, now we are talking layerly. Supposing Dadi Janki come, I can sit here, I will become little more alert naturally. Similarly, when we see Baba is with us,
okay,
so it and is almighty, and he knows without my telling my problem, so it will be resolved. So he says, before doing anything, remember me. That is why he says, before taking food, remember me. Whenever there is any problem, even then you remember me, I am always, both Bab Dada are always presently helping us.
That's beautiful life.
Because we human souls, although we have purified to a limit, we do not have that high capacity to face higher exams. Basic thing is, in a study, there are exams. Say I have passed fifth standard exam, okay? Whether in third division or second division doesn't matter. Now fifth standard exam I have not to appear throughout my life. Done. But now the sixth one will be a little higher, and if I want to reply, appear in the sixth one with fifth standard education, I will fail. So I have to come up. So there, that is the problem. So all we Brahmins, we have reached certain level. But we should remember that the next level is going to be higher, and there is nothing abnormal about it. It had come last time also. And then Baba is with me, then anyone can do anything easily. Because now Baba is with us in confluence. And he has come to give inheritance. That is why I said, here the beloved is preparing the lovers to come up to their standard.
Yeah, that's a very powerful image.
Yes.
Especially now the situation is quite strange in the world. You know, yes. In the whole world, so many things are happening here and there, much more than ever. So what's your thought or suggestion about what we should do to keep that connection with Baba, of love, of that courage, that loving courage, so that we can move on.
That is why Baba says, even yesterday said, today also said, that continuously the four subjects that Baba has given, getting involved into either of those four is the way out. We can't just sit down and meditate and all that. Okay. Because we should be ready to get out of the body anytime when difficult situations come. Now, normally also we are getting out of the body unconsciously. If you see from morning to evening, for how much time we really live in this body, just imagine. You are taking shower. Your mind is elsewhere. You are eating food. Your mind is elsewhere. Actually, we are used to wandering. So therefore, we hardly remain in the body. Even when we sleep, we go to dreams. So when we are already having out-of-body experience, you have just to consciously channelize it. So therefore, Baba says, do it for this. Do mental service. Do physical service. Charn the Gyan, whatever. Only one portion is barred. All others are free, and we have got so much big canvas to remember. Paramdham, this whole cycle, such big drama, and on myself, what is my now requirement, where I am lacking. So if we get lost, so we are getting out of body experience most of the time. And especially also if you do more, then it will be very easy. So Baba says long time practice. So best thing is to give. Because when you give, you get. If some food is already stuck in your body, your digestion is not good. If some you already offer you the best food you like, you will say no, because it is stuck. So it has to be flowing. So that is why Baba said, giving gyan to others, if you are supplying, you will be getting the supplies. If you are holding on to whatever it is. So always yajna also, they put on keeping fire again and again. Mm-hmm. So here in this gyan, one has to be moving on. Not getting stuck. Mm-hmm. That is the thing. So it's so easy. Because like a children's drama, so we are, otherwise if you are made an actor in a drama, so you will be very conscious. Here we are naturally playing the drama. Now we are doing the drama. What else? They are watching the drama.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's all.
That's great.
Drama is a nice thing. Mm-hmm.
It seems that people are liking the interview. They are asking us to extend a little bit, extend time. Is it okay for you? And 10 minutes more?
For me it is okay. Because drama is drama, so either I have to be here or elsewhere. So it's okay for me.
But those from Pandav Bhavan, you do have to take the bus, no? Just keep in mind, 12:30. So you have to leave a little earlier. So yes, now the things are changing. And as you say, we are practicing anyway. We are feeling that. But then, at the time of practice, at the time of the exam, you forget the questions. You forget the answers, right? It's very common that you prepare yourself. You know what you have to do. You know all the powers. You have everything in your mind. But when Maya comes, the cobra comes, when the problem comes, you forget about that. And I remember you had some solutions about it, because you were a student, no? When you came to Baba, so.
Thus, to answer is practice.
Practice.
If we know so many things, you have 20 dresses in your wardrobe. Mm-hmm. But you feel some are so nice and so good, I will wear on some special day. And you don't wear them at all. And you say, now Shivratri has come, so I will take out my special dress. And suddenly you find some button is missing and all that. Whose fault it is? So therefore, Baba said, all type of things that we are told, we should practice. And mostly I have found that in our Brahmin life, Baba makes us to cross through many situations which we forget that we had crossed. When they come in another shape next time, we think it's a new problem. But if you remember, I had crossed this, then it becomes so easy. Although generally Baba has told us that every cycle it repeats. But even within this lifetime, they are there. Many times I have found that is very helpful. Once we had gone to, Mama was coming to Delhi. Mm-hmm. So there was a railway station near to Delhi, next before Delhi. So myself and my younger brother thought, in the night we will reach that station. Morning Mama's train will come. So we will come from there with Mama and Mama's train. So we reached that railway station. And at night, waiting room, we waited. And then it was about 2:30 a.m. The train was to come about 3:30. We thought of taking shower. It was winter days. Though in the railway station, there is a very, very big tap, so much big water coming. And it was like a blade, so cold. But because of our excitement for receiving Mama, we took a bath. Okay, now done. Now any time when some situation comes to me where I don't get cold, hot water, and I remember that and I feel so easy. This is what I want to say. In many, many situations, we have found like that. There was a politician, political leader. We had to take him to a program. Delhi is a big city, about 10 miles from his residence. We didn't tell him, because otherwise he will refuse. He had accepted that program. I went to receive him. So in the car I started talking to him something so that he doesn't feel that distance. So in between, once he said, how long it is, I said, yes, yes, and I kept on talking. Now, when we were to reach there, he said, I want to go to washroom. I said, yes, we will reach there. And that program was such in a grounds, And they were ready to receive and all that. All the people were kept there and ribbon. So I asked the organizer, is there any washroom? He said, in the adjoining bungalow we have arranged some washroom. So I said to him that there is a washroom. He said, no, it's okay. So he cut the ribbon. He went around the whole fair, half an hour or so. He gave lecture after that. He took dinner, and while he was taking dinner, I said, what about your washroom? He said, I am also yogi. So like that, he said, I am also yogi like you. So which means, and this I note for myself, you know, it's very useful, that it is only a feeling. Once you, if you get a feeling, then you get stuck on, it is called thought clot. Thought clot. People talk of blood clot. This thought clot is very dangerous. So if we have experiences like that, then you can overcome many situations.
Okay, so you don't get trapped into something. Instead of that, you look for something else, something different.
Yes.
That's great. That's wonderful. Tomorrow is Baba's very subtle meeting. And of course, Baba is not coming physically anymore. But so what do you suggest, or what's your effort to really experience Baba tomorrow or every day, but especially tomorrow? That Shivratri, no? We are celebrating Shivratri too.
Well, number one, a special occasion has to be treated as a special occasion.
Okay.
We cannot treat it as a normal day. In the world also, when it is Christmas Day or something, the people get into that mood. So all of us must remember that this is a very, very special occasion for us. So we are, other things, normal routines of life, we should treat them normally and not pay special attention to those, but remember that this time Baba is coming for me and going to give me something. Now, number two.
So Baba is coming for me to treat me.
Number
very special.
Two, very important.
Dusra.
That is, people say, Baba is not coming, we will see video only. Earlier Baba used to come. Have anybody seen any teacher giving education over the years, decades, to his people? One lesson for all? Have you ever seen? No. One lesson for all. Whether that person is Dadi Janki or a newcomer, okay? So he is almighty, wise, making us wise, giving us the boon of wisdom. So if he can do that, and everybody will have experience that any day's Murli will have solution to his problem, that is also there. So now does he not know that this is the situation? And you will find whatever video is shown to us will be like Baba is actually speaking. It will be so appropriate to us. So this is the beauty of this Gyan. The teacher who can teach the oldest student and youngest in the same class, same lesson, and each one is extracting. So he is a wonderful teacher. So all his sessions are wonderful. Even the one you are having now will also not be there in future. But he says, I know how to give every child everything that for they come from such a long distance, every feeling. Only thing, we should treat it as a special occasion. Otherwise, we have to do nothing. He has to give.
That's beautiful.
So be very, very, very optimistic, and really you will feel fulfilled. We have heard those Murli three times, but every time, in every Murli, there will be a new dimension. You know, this is such a beautiful knowledge. And what is for me? I always take it that suppose you have the spirit, methylated spirit. You put it on cotton and move it on your skin, you will feel quite cold, nice. But if there is a cut, it will sting there only. Other places it will look quite cool. In this any murli also, whatever is for me, immediately my conscience will say, oh, this is my pick. So you will, that is Baba's magical knowledge. So therefore we should always feel, even if we are, Baba will come tomorrow, even now he is teaching us.
That's great.
People in the bhakti, people go to Rome or other places, long, long back those things might have happened, but when they enter, they are totally new, but they do get a feeling, a vibration. If you enter a cinema hall without film being shown, you will still feel some ghost-like things are moving, because the vibration is there. If you pass through a rose garden, you will have the smell. Roses don't lose their fragrance by my smelling, but it is natural there. So there is deep communication which is not oral, which is not through words, not through sight. That is why Baba says that you have to cater to the whole world, not to the human beings, even to plants, to animals. You will not have lizards and scorpions in golden age. So how come? You will not have ordinary souls in golden age, only devtas. Same way, quality will change.
That's great. I think it is useful for all of us. Yes, for tomorrow, for the meeting.
Yes.
I would like to...
We are waiting for, yes, something. You know, for the whole of next year, Baba will give us that energy.
So, so that's beautiful. So thank you very much from the heart. I think all of us,
thank you.
Baba, we all of us can appreciate. Thank you so much for your time, energy, and being the example you are all the time, and your jokes. I mean, they are amazing. So let's have 1 minute of silence.
Yes. Anna, I think you'll all agree that our dear brother managed to share so deep things in such a light, humorous way. And it's so nice that he reminded us that love does not have barriers, space and time. So you already waved to him to show the appreciation, but we can also share our love in silence now. Many, many thanks. Thanks, Marcelo.